From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo advised supporters against election haste. Indonesia is committed to strengthening bilateral ties with Russia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has advised volunteers who have supported him throughout his presidency against election haste, saying he currently needs to prioritize national issues. The president said during a gathering of seven of his supporters' association in North Jakarta on Saturday. Then he asked his supporters to pay heed to the people's concerns and demands. He added that major decisions for the 2024 presidential and legislative election need to be deliberated together according to the solidarity and togetherness value pledged by all. President Joko Widodo promised that at the right moment, he will invite supporters to deliberate on major decisions for the 2024 elections, including candidate endorsement. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has affirmed that Indonesia is committed to strengthening bilateral relations with Russia. This was stated when speaking in the virtual celebration of Russia Day in Jakarta on Sunday. Both countries, he said, have been able to make progress to address the COVID-19 pandemic and started their economic recovery. Minister Panjaitan then invited Russia's leading business people to participate in lots of promising investment projects in Indonesia. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Ludmila Vorobieva, on the occasion of the celebration of Russia Day, expressed her appreciation for the growing cooperation between Russia and Indonesia, with the bilateral trade volume increased by 47% last year. This was stated by the ambassador while delivering remarks during a virtual celebration of Russia's National Day on Sunday. Ambassador Vorobieva said that Russia is ready to develop cooperation in the areas of energy, including green and renewable energy, space exploration, and transfer of high technologies, as well as many others. Ambassador Ludmila Vorobieva believes that the partnership between Indonesia and Russia will be stronger and more profitable from the people of both nations. Let's move on to the international news. Russian forces have blown up a bridge linking the embattled Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk to another city across the river, cutting off a possible evacuation route for civilians, local officials said on Sunday. Severodonetsk has become the epicenter of the battle for control over Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Parts of the city have been pulverized in some of the bloodiest fighting since the Kremlin unleashed its invasion on February 24th. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday proposed steps to curb gun violence following devastating mass shootings in Texas and New York, but the limited measures fall far short of the president's calls for change. The shootings in May, one of the Texas elementary schools that killed 19 young children and two teachers, and another at New York supermarket that left 10 black people dead, have piled pressures on politicians to take actions. French President Emmanuel Macron is at risk of losing his outright majority after a strong challenge from a coalition of left-wing parties in National Assembly election. Jean-Luc Mélenchon's left-green alliance finished neck and neck with Macron's ensemble together. In terms of votes cast in Sunday's first round, the president faces a battle in next week's second round to win 289 seats and keep his majority. Turnout was a historically low 47.5%. Japan's top government spokesperson on Monday issued a fresh warning to markets that Tokyo was concerned about sharp yen falls and ready to respond appropriately if needed. The remark, which echoed a joint statement between the government and the central bank released on Friday, came after the Japanese currency fell to a fresh 20-year low against the dollar at 135 yen as red-hot U.S. inflation data drove up treasury yields. Minister of Public Works and Housing, POPR, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, along with Indonesian Ambassador to Kazakhstan and Tajikistan, M. Fadrul Rahman, attended a conference on the International Decade for Water for Sustainable Development Action. According to a written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Nur Sultan received in Jakarta on Saturday, on that occasion, Minister Basuki gave a key speech at the K-Water Site Event Global Water Leaders Seminar with the theme Water, Climate Change and Capacity Building in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, Tuesday. In his key speech, Minister Basuki conveyed that water demand has increased significantly due to rapid urbanization, the increasing population, and the growing economy. He also explained that climate change issues depleted groundwater resources and the condition of polluted rivers and lakes also add further pressures to the water crisis. Indonesia will be able to survive for these challenges. The available water and optimized adaptations to climate change can be optimized. He also invited various countries in the world to prepare the competence of young engineers to be able to answer various challenges in global water resources. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador Fazrul Rahman emphasized that water is a source of life that needs to be managed better. Forgetting the future of water means forgetting the future of mankind. The conference, which was held from June 6 to 9, produced three documents prepared by the conference secretariat. In the series of events, the Indonesian sides also invited all participants present to attend the 2024 World Water Forum to be held in Bali. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on June 13, 1944, when for the first time, long-range land-based missiles were used in the Second World War. The missiles, which was named V-1, was fired by Nazi German soldiers targeting the UK region. Previously, Germany had bombed British territory with missiles fired from fighter planes. Such an operation was riskier for the German army and cost more money. Thereby, the German army was trying to produce surface-to-surface missiles. After the war was over, the countries of the world imitated and developed this type of missiles. Let's move on to the event on June 13, 1996, when Garuda Indonesia Flight 865 crashed at Fukuoka Airport. 272 people survived, 3 died. Flight 865 is a Garuda Indonesia international passenger flight from Fukuoka, Japan to Jakarta, with a stopover in Denpasar, Bali. On June 13, 1996, while taking off, the plane exploded and caught fire and killed 3 of the 275 passengers and crew on board. The cause of the accident was damaged machine and human error. We end today in history with the event on June 13, 2000, about first meeting between South Korean President Kim Dae-jung and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang. From June 13 to 15, 2000, South Korean President Kim Dae-jung visited Pyongyang to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. After the meeting, both Korean leaders issued a joint peace declaration. The meeting resulted in a series of reunions of families separated by Korea War in 1950 to 1953, and the launch of a joint industrial area in the border town of Kaesong in North Korea in 2004.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kau yang lelapkanku
kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo officially started the development stage of integrated electric battery industry in the Batang Integrated Industrial Estate, Central Java Province on Wednesday. In his remarks, he said that this investment is the first in the world that integrates the production of electric vehicle from upstream to downstream. It starts from nickel mining, smelters, precursors factories, cathode factories, then electric batteries, battery packs to electric cars. There is still additional battery recycling industry from upstream to downstream. Everyone works on this investment. President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude for the cooperation carried out by all parties so that the construction of the integrated electric battery industry will immediately begin. This total investment reaches around 142 trillion rupiah. According to the president, the industry is able to observe a workforce of around 20,000 people. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo was happy because the investment from upstream to downstream is carried out in several regions in Indonesia, not only in Java, but also outside Java. Mining and smelting smelters for nickel are located in Halmahera, North Maluku Province. Meanwhile, the refining refinery industry and precursors industry and cathode industry are in central Java, and the industrial estates is in Batang. Then the battery factory is being built in Karawang, and the electric car factory is in Cikarang, West Java. As a country with the largest nickel reserves in the world, President Joko Widodo hopes that Indonesia will become the first producers of nickel-based products. He emphasized that Indonesia will become the main producers of nickel-based goods such as lithium batteries, and electric vehicle batteries. This is a great opportunity to build a green economy in the future, as Indonesia has planned. Furthermore, he asked all levels of the central and regional governments to continue to provide full support for the realization of these industrial projects. In addition to creating a large number of job opportunities, President Joko Widodo remarked that the investment can provide additional state income and improve the economy.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Jika ada kemungkinannya,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition will take you to Malang City in East Java, which has many hidden beaches. One of them is Bantol Beach, which is located on the southern coast, precisely in the hamlet of Sumber Celeng, Banjarejo Village, Donomulyo District, Malang Regency, East Java. Bantol Beach has very clear and clean water, because there is almost no garbage scattered on the beach. The waves on Bantol Beach are also not too big because they are blocked by a bay and protected by coral clusters along the coastline. At low tide, the coral reefs are clearly visible and very beautiful, while at high tide, the waves can sweep the sand and rocks hard. In the Bantol Beach area, there is also a brackish water lake. This lake is the estuary of a small river, which flows from the forest. This brackish water is fresh and can be used for drinking water. In the forest, there are also caves that were ex-limestone mining, which has become a tourist attraction. In the afternoon, you can sit while waiting for the sunset on Bantol Beach. The best place to see the sunset is at Karang Pesanggrahan, which is located slightly protruding into the middle of the sea. Pesanggrahan itself is located on a rock that shares border with the Bay of Bantol on the east side. This is where the tourists usually gather when the sun goes down. To get to Bantol Beach is not too difficult. If you are from Malang downtown, this beach is about 60 kilometers. You can use any vehicles because the road to Bantol Beach is good and paved. If you want to set up a tent for the night and enjoy the night atmosphere at Bantol Beach, there is also a place for camping. If you like to eat shrimp and lobster, this place is heaven for you, because there are various types of lobsters that are ready for you to eat. So, what are you waiting for? Set your time for a vacation to the beach of Bantol in Malang, East Java. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Benarkah rasa sebuah rahasia
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya ingin nasi goreng. Saya ingin nasi goreng, which means I want fried rice. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a waitress. Dev wants to order fried rice.
Pesan apa, Pak?
Saya ingin nasi goreng.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Nasi goreng, which means fried rice. Saya ingin nasi goreng. Saya ingin nasi goreng, which means I want fried rice. Saya pesan, which means I want to order. Teh lemon, which means lemon tea. Saya mau, which means I want. Kopi, which means coffee. Tanpa gula, which means without sugar. Saya mau kopi tanpa gula. Which means I want coffee without sugar. Nasi kuning, which means yellow rice. Nasi bakar, which means grilled rice. Nasi uduk, which means steamed coconut rice. Nasi kebuli, which means spiced rice. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya ingin nasi goreng, saya ingin nasi goreng, which means I want fried rice. In the sentence, there are the words saya ingin, which means I want. It states the intention to order something. If you want to order something, you can use the words saya ingin, which means I want, followed by something ordered. For example, nasi goreng, which means fried rice. Besides the expression saya ingin, which means I want, if you want to order something, you can use the expression saya pesan, which means I order, or saya mau, which means I want. Let's listen to the other examples to order something. Saya pesan teh lemon, which means I order lemon tea. Saya mau kopi tanpa gula. Saya mau kopi tanpa gula, which means I want coffee without sugar. Besides nasi goreng, which means fried rice, in Indonesia, there are some other menu with rice as the main ingredient. For example, nasi kuning, which means yellow rice. Nasi bakar, which means grilled rice. Nasi uduk, which means steamed coconut rice. Nasi kebuli, which means spiced rice. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pesan apa, Pak? Saya ingin nasi goreng.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salah bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya, bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a combination of two songs entitled Mantra Cinta and Cuaks, which are collaborated in an arrangement of keroncong song. The song is sung by Rizky Febian and Id Kitaf and accompanied by Vivin. The song Mantra Cinta is composed by Done Maula. The song tells the story of a person who struggles to find love by meeting many women, and he always fails to find true love. In terms of love, according to Rizky Febian, someone will have a hard time getting something when obsession is the reason. However, with effort and prayer, what we want is likely to be achieved. Meanwhile, the song Cuek has the meaning of a couple who is always hit by suspicion in a relationship. This is because his partner is always indifferent to him. Well, listener, here is the song by Rizky Febian and Id Kitaf featuring Vivin with the keroncong songs entitled Mantra Cinta and Cuek. Happy listening!
1, 2, 3, go! Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na.
Sama saja mantra cinta ku tak bekerja. Hati ini juga ingin cinta yang bisa memuja diriku. Agung
setiap pengorbananku.
Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat. Tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Mana ada aku cuek, apalagi gak mikirin kamu. Tiap pagi malam ku selalu memikirkan kamu. Bukalah pintu hatimu, semua perjuanganku tertuju padamu.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Temani akhir waktu, jalani
jalani bersamaku di kehidupan baru. Izinkan ku jadi takdirmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.